praise the Lord. Tell your friend, your neighbor, say, you are welcome, you are welcome, you are welcome to the presence of God. Oh, I can't hear your voice. Say, you are welcome to the presence of God. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Isn't it amazing that gradually January is running to an end? This is the last Wednesday of this month. Praise the Lord. And today is the 25th. Yes or yes? Praise the Lord. Okay, do you have a testimony this year? Has God done anything significant in your life? Praise the Lord. Are you sure of what you are saying? Now, if God can start with you like that, just in January, you can imagine what's going to happen by the time we approach December. Your life will have taken a new leaf in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to appreciate God for how far God has been helping us. We want to appreciate Him for bringing us to His feet tonight. It's my prayer that God will continue to help us and preserve us in the name of Jesus. It has been our testimony in Impact House that we've been enjoying testimonies and the preservation of God. I pray that His preservation will never cease from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Since I want to appreciate my father, my pastor, my mentor, Pastor Akuforiji, I appreciate you, sir, for everything that God has been using you to do. Please, can you jam your hands together for this great man of God? Hallelujah. You know, when you have a pastor and it's your God-sent pastor, you are blessed. I say you are blessed. And if that pastor now happens to be a father, you are most blessed. You know, there are some things you can't get in life except you have correct father. No, I'm not talking about our biological father now. Me alone. Praise the Lord. You know what God spoke to David? He said, because of your father, Abraham. So God went back to generations. Only God knows how many generations before David. And God was making reference to Abraham that I'm doing this because you know, when the throne is about to be destroyed from the hand of Solomon, you know what God told him? He said, I've seen what your father David has done. Say, so I will not allow the kingdom to be destroyed in your hands. I will rather let it be destroyed in the hand of your child or of your son. So that tells you that God have a special regard for fathers. And if you have correct father, whether spiritual or biological, you are blessed, because there's a blessing that will indirectly coming to you, not because of what you've done or what you know how to do, but because somebody know what to be done. I has done that. Shout hallelujah. So in this, can you please clap your hands together for our father of this mountain? Hallelujah. We appreciate our mother also. Mama, we praise that God will continue to strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your effort will not be in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. The people looking up to you for direction, I pray that they will not disappoint destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. I appreciate everybody for coming. It's my prayer that tonight will be a night of turnaround for every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Topic tonight is assessing advancement via right taking. Assessing advancement via right thinking. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Say, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, seeth he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. I would like us to take note of the first phrase. He said, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. The totality of a man's life is wrapped in the depth, the content of his thought. What differentiates a man, or let me say the success from the failure, is the way they think. In fact, some authors will tell you that the difference between an entrepreneur and somebody that is not, it's just their mindset, the way they think. If man think right, he will live right. Why? Because right thinking is the birthright of right living. Or let me say, is the bedrock of right living. If you want to live right, you will think, because you see, God has set some laws in motion that operate on earth. The day God created the heavens and earth, we discover the Bible said that let there be light that will define the day, I mean divide the day and night. So one will bring light in the morning, the one. So God has set everything in order. So in as much as we have seen the sun, the moon, the star, they operate at the set down rules that God has laid down. Praise the Lord. The same thing, there are some laws that God has set in motion. One of it is the law of thinking. And thinking is very, very important in this kingdom. Why? Because God is a thinker. Jesus is a thinker. To amaze you, even the Spirit of God thinketh. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost also thinks. So if God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit think, then we, that we are also a small God, we are also to think like the way God thinks. Praise the Lord. See, no man's life can be greater than his or her level of thinking. If you want to go higher, then your thought must be right. Because you cannot go better. Look at what he said. He said, as he think in his heart, so is he. So the only peg, the only limitation to your rising is your level of your thinking. Because he said, as he think, he didn't say beyond what he think it. But he said, as you think. So the measure of your height in life is determined by the height or the betterment of your thought. And that is why, as a Christian, we need to train ourselves to think right. Everybody thinks. Everybody. In fact, psychology tells us that mind never goes to rest. Even when you are sleeping, your mind is still working. And that is why sometimes you can sleep and you still be remembering things that happens. Praise the Lord. And you see, the seat of our thought is our mind. Our mind is very, very important to our success. If you want to go higher in life, then you must also learn how to think better. Your mind gives you earthly relevance. When God said that, come, let us create man in our own image, then we should ask ourselves, who is God? But Jesus tells us who God is in John chapter 4. He said, God is a spirit. So if God says, let's create man in our own likeness, then God is saying that let's create man as a spirit being. But you know what? The purpose of God creating us is not for us to function as a spirit being alone, because we are to operate on health. Because the Bible says, let them have dominion on health. So we are to function on health. So therefore, God now breathes to us. That breath, Bible call it the breath of life. So that breath of life now makes us to jack back to life. Then our mind begins to work. Therefore, we can take note of what is happening. You will remember that the moment God created Adam, God told him that he showed him everything he created. And with his mind, he named all the animals. So it is the mind that Adam used to name those. And when he sees a dangerous thing, he will, dodge. And tonight, if you are walking on the street, when you see something that perhaps you want to hit your leg on a stone, you know, at least it's dangerous, then you move. Why? Because that thing is not your spirit that is working, it is your mind. The mind helps us to recognize things. It helps us to store things. Our mind is the seat of wisdom, is the seat of reasoning, is the seat of thought and imaginations. And also, memories. Praise the Lord. Okay, so if you will want to be relevant in life, then we must take our mind so serious. We must handle our mind so serious, because as we think, that is how you will live. People who misbehave start from their mind. And people who behave right also start from their mind. People that excel in life start from their mind. So our thinking must be taken very, very important if you want to go to the next level and make progress in life. Your thought determines your lot in life. And this is very important, because as God encourage us in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Tells us, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, we know it very well, but let me just read it. Is that keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. He said, issues of life, I can't remember, maybe it's New Living Translation or Living Translation. He says, for out of it, I mean, because it directs the course of your life. So your mind, what we do in life, it is not your spirit that does all your makeup. It is your mind that, okay, let me do this, let me put this here, let me arrange this, let me arrange that. It's your mind. The same way, if you want to be relevant in life and also do exploit, we must think better. Your mind is more important than your body. The reason is because your body can decay, but your mind cannot decay except something evil happens to it. And that is why you discover that some people, they don't have the body, they don't have their legs, maybe their leg is amputated or paralyzed, yet they are doing exploit. They are doing great because their mind is still intact. They can think right. You discover that in most industries, you've got people who does mind work are the one that pays the most. If success in life is going to come to us by our physical labor, I'm telling you, some people do hard work than you. They use all their energies from morning to night. They meet tonight. They work and they sweat, yet they go home with peanuts. Whereas some people, they sat down in the corner of their office, use their mind, and at the end of the day, they have millions. We have so many millionaires. They are not digging wells. They are not cutting trees or grasses. And the money is coming to them. Whereas some people will go into the bush from morning to night. By the time they come back, the only money they could afford is the one to feed themselves. So our mind is very, very important. Your mind is more important than your body. So therefore, we must take care of our mind even more than what we take care of our body. Because it is our mind is the windows between our spirit and the spirit of God. Do you know that if God is talking to you, and even if you know that God is talking to you, you can either accept it or reject it. That takes place in your mind. If your mind is not in tune with the mind of God or with the wisdom of God, you will reject it. But if it is in tune with, or you quickly decode it, yes, then you believe it first. You accept it. And when you accept it, then you begin to work on it. So that is why your mind is very important. If your mind is working proper, it is better than your body to work even proper than your mind. God is a thinker, like I said. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, he said, I know the thought that I think towards you. That is the thought of good and not of evil. So if God can think, we can think. And what kind of thought does God have? I said that thought of good. And you and I, as a child of God, we must also develop ourselves, train ourselves to think in the directions to which God thinks, which is the thought of good and not of evil. Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 9 verse 11, I've forgotten. Tells us that the imaginations of people are evil. What they think about every day. Please, can you help me find the scripture? I think chapter 9, verse 11, verse 9. Talking of towers of Babel. Praise the Lord. Okay, that tells us that God look at the what the man is doing on the earth. Thank you. Chapter 11, verse 9. Say, therefore, it is the name, is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confirm the language of all the head. And from here did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face. Can you go to verse 6? Verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and they begin to do. And now, nothing will be restrained from them which they've imagined. I think in verse 5 he said their mind is corrupt. But now in verse 6, Bible said that whatever you imagine, say, you will achieve it. And that is why sometimes when you imagine evil, you discover that evil will happen to you. That law is neutral. It's either you use it for good or you use it for evil. Is there anything you imagine will come to pass? And imagination happens in your mind. So whatever you imagine, Bible says it's come to pass. So from tonight, try to think right. Think like God. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 tells us that God think good thoughts towards us. So if you wake up in the morning, you should think good. Say, today I believe that good things are going to happen to me. Today I believe that I'm going to be better. That is the thought that should be flowing through your mind every day. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. God says, come, let us reason together. Come, let us reason together. Say, let's think. Let's rub mind together. And that is why God gave us his word. His word is the material, is the content to think about. Come now, let us reason together. Says the Lord. Say, let us reason. Nothing should, come in between you and I. Even your sin, notwithstanding. Say, let us reason together. Let us think. And the word of God is God himself. Every time you are reading the Bible and beginning to think about it, you are reasoning with God. Praise the Lord. Because you may have, so God, I can't see him. But the word of God is with you. You can think about the word of God and be better in life. So very quickly, what is thinking? Number one, the kind of thinking we are talking about is godly thinking. Praise the Lord. Because like I said, that you think every time. Your mind never ceases. You think every time. Every time thoughts flow through your mind. Every day, every minute, every second. But the one we are talking about is godly thinking. And it's the right thinking. Number one, it is the godly exercise of the mind with the help of Holy Spirit to ponder and consider issues of concern with a view to reaching the best decisions and conclusion for advancement. Let me come again. What is thinking? Thinking is the godly exercise of the mind with the help of the Holy Spirit to ponder and consider issues of concern with a view to reaching the best decision and conclusion for advancement. Your thought is the material for your next level. For example, you never take a decision without thinking. It can be instantaneous or it can take you a long time. But you see, your thought is the material. That thought that you gather is what brings about is what brings about the actions that you Yoruba have this to say. They say that we want to abuse anybody. They say, don't you think? That means that person's case has gone critical. That don't you think? That is why do you take that kind of step? But I dare to tell you that there is no step a man takes in life without thinking. So the godly thinking we are talking about is the help of the Spirit of God. Is the help the Spirit of God? God sent the Spirit of God to help us. Bible called him helpers. So if you want to think that will bring about the thought that will bring about progress and advancement in life, must be the one that come from the Spirit of God, the help of the Spirit of God, to ponder, to consider, and to think carefully on an issue of concern. No, to reach a decision that will bring about advancement. Number two, what is thinking? It is the hovering of the mind over an issue in a bid to find the appropriate solution. You are hovering, you are pondering, you are thinking in your mind, you are considering things, you are weighing the issues here and there in your mind over an issue. Well, in a bid to find the appropriate solutions, there are different kinds of solutions that will be coming to you in a form of thoughts. So you are looking at, should I do it this way? Oh, I don't know mathematics. Oh, I don't know physics. Oh, I'm having text tomorrow. How will I do it? Should I copy on my lap? Should I copy on my finger? Should I copy in the paper? Or should I even depend on my friend? Or should I sit down and know this thing? This thought will be coming to your mind every time. So you are wavering. Which one should I choose? Which one should I choose? I don't want to fail. Oh, I want to fail. I have to read. Oh, I don't know it. So life comforts. All kind of things will be coming to your mind. But if you are think right, then you know that this mind you have. If you can know English, then you should be able to know physics. That it is the same mind that you need. And as you are doing that, you are pondering, okay, maybe if I sit down, or maybe if I call my friend to teach me, I will know it. Then that is the best decision, because the Spirit of God will not tell you to cheat. Shout hallelujah. And the Spirit of God will not tell you to do things that is detrimental. The Spirit of God will tell you to do things that is godly. Okay, so as you are weighing the issues, looking at the alternatives, which ones will I choose? The Holy Spirit is helping you and guiding you in the right direction. Then you know which step to take. I pray that any issue of concern in your life, that God Almighty will help you to take the right decisions in the mighty name of Jesus. A better amen. Amen. Let me not deceive you. Thinking is hard work. Thinking is hard work. To arrive as a cogent, as very important, and solutions that will bring progress. It will take you many times. You have to think and again and again and again. And you know, sometimes it exhausts your energy than physical work. Praise the Lord. Because for me as a person, sometimes if I think, I will just be, because the brain is out. Praise the Lord. Be very, very important. You have to think many times. You know, I've seen pastor think and think. He will throw his head like this, throw his head. Praise the Lord. And in my mind, I will just be laughing. Ah, this man is doing great work. Praise the Lord. I know sometimes when you have issues, and sir, can we do this? As they say, okay, let me think about it. No, not everything you pray about. Sometimes you just need time to think. I know when you come to him again, sir, how about that? He say, I'm still thinking. I've known. Let me just give me a little time. Just give me a little time. So that tells you that thinking takes hard work. Sometimes it takes your time. But you know, we have to do it if you want to make progress in life. Praise the Lord. It's very, very important. It's something that should be done. Your world will not mind you until you use your mind. The first ingredient of advancement is right thinking. For example, let me tell you, let me show you an example of what I'm talking about. For example, when I say that the first ingredient of advancement, of change of level, is right thinking. Look at the woman of the issue of blood. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, the Bible says that this woman has been suffering for 12 good years. And the Bible said she said in her heart. That is a very difficult thing, because as at that time, if you are menstruating, you are not permitted to mingle with people. In fact, if mistakenly a prophet of God or the priest mistakenly touch you, he has become unclean. He has to go back and do some special wash, some special washing for him to be accepted before God. And this woman look at him, I have just one opportunity. I've been hearing about this Jesus. What should I do? So the Bible said, he said in her heart, that would mean she think deeply, if only I can just touch. So the first step of turnaround, of breakthrough, of advancement, is to think. Is thinking, right thinking, right thinking, right thinking. And that is why you should invest in your life. Do everything possible to put all the things, you know, in place to make sure that it helps your thinking to think right. And when I say that, I mean listening to good music, Christian music, listening to messages that inspires you, so that you can help you to redirect your thought. Let me tell you, do you know that prophet of God, I think Elijah, when the man was overthink and the spirit of anger entered into him, do you know what happened? He has to create for himself a conducive environment for him to know what to do. They have to call for a singer. And when the man sing, then he got inspired. His thought got back. They kind of, yeah. Okay, they began to prophesy and tell the people the next level or the next actions to take. So the first step is to think right. Then also look at the man called prodigal son. In Luke chapter 15 from verse 11 to 32, this man suddenly just developed, a thought just came to him that I want to enjoy my life. Let me just live a flamboyant life. At least my father has money. Let me go somewhere and display to the whole world how rich I am. Then he called for his father, sir, give me my inheritance. And the Bible said that his father gave him. Then he went and he destroyed everything. And in verse 17, look at what the Bible said in verse 17. Can we have verse 17? Luke chapter 15, verse 17. See, and when he came to himself, when he came, New Living Science said that when he came to his senses, in other words, he thinks, even the servant in my father's house, they don't suffer like this. Then he now begin to think, let me just go and work. I will tell my father, let me just work for you. So he think, and when he think right, then he get back his life. Some people, the reason why some people are living a wayward life, and there is because they have subscribed to wrong thinking. They have subscribed to a destructive mindset, and that is controlling their life, because it is your thought that controls your life. Man's, where the mind of a man goes, the man go. Where the mind of a man go, the man go. Before you go there first, your mind has arrived there first. Everything created, every product were produced twice, four times, 10 times, 50 times. It has been created in the mind of the manufacturer before you can physically handle it. So your mind is very, very important. And that is why God has to make sure that he gave us the right mind. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible calls it the mind of Christ. Because God wants us to make progress. God doesn't want us to be disturbing him from everything. Can you imagine that you want to sleep, and you're telling God, I want to sleep. Oh, can you lay my bed for me? Can you lay my bed for me? And now you wake up in the morning, no, I just have to take my bed now. Now, can you please get me water? Then you go, oh, I need to brush my teeth now, Lord. I need toothpaste. And it's God that will provide me, that will be giving my daughter take. I'm going to go, I need to dress up now. I don't know which one to dress. And I go, okay, take your red tie, take your red shoe, your red bag, you know, put your lashes here. If God will take, God will not, another, God gave us our mind. So that with our mind, we can sort out some issues. Praise the Lord. And that mind of Christ is the mind of excellence. The Bible calls it sound mind. That will make sound decision. That will take bold step. We call it sound mind. Look as he said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Sound mind. A mind without any deficiency. God gave it to us so that we can make decisions on our own. God wants us to think. And when we have when you think and you take with God, this is my thought, should I go ahead? And if God approves it, he said, go ahead. And if that is not the direction to which God wants you to go, he said, no. Praise the Lord. Very, very important for us to think. It is very important for us to think. Very important for us to begin to think right. Very quickly, I'm going to talk about the fact, important fact about thinking. Let's look at the important fact of thinking. Number one, thinking is as strong as praying. Prayer is very important. The same way, thinking is also important. It's very, very important. If you read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, you will discover that God answers your thoughts the same way he answers your prayer. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Bible says that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we think and ask, or above all we ask or think. So he compares asking, which is praying, and thinking together. And he equates everything together. That as you are, no wonder, Bible says that, why yet praying? Bible said that he hears you. And if the book of Isaiah, Bible said that even before you pray, you already know what you want to have. So your prayer and your thinking is very important. It's of great importance before God. So God see your thinking. No, the book of Psalms said that may the meditation of my heart be acceptable before God. So every time you are thinking, your thought has just like the way you have, if you have an Android phone and you want to transfer data to your friend and you use a sender, you can't describe how that data will move from your phone to that your friend's phone. The same way, this is how it works. You see, when you study your Bible, especially the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and chapter 2, you discover some amazing. I discovered that God is a scientist and God is a technologist. in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, I read a book of a man, and he said for 17 years, he studied the book of Genesis chapter 1 and 2 for 7 years. Used 7 years to study the book of Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. And I was amazed, what are you studying? Praise the Lord. And on the more serious note, I tried it, and chapter 1 and chapter 2, oh my God. Now, God sent some laws in motion. It is in Genesis chapter 1 that the law of physics came to being. You see, that is when you are sending data, you can't explain. And if you sit down in your house in your chairs, you can with your remote, you can control what is happening with your TV, move from one channel to another. How does it happen? You can't explain it, but you see, the people that do it, that is the sensor you are seeing there, it has a frequency. And once you are in line with that frequency, you can direct whatever that want to see on the TV. The same thing, your mind, your thought has a frequency. When you are thinking, you are sending a frequency. There is a signal you are sending. Every thought has a signal. And then, because we have many channels, just that you can tune your radio and go from Union Learning FM, Royal FM, or any FM. So, it is when you shift your thought like this, that is a frequency you tap into. Every time you are thinking, you are sending signals into the universe. And that is why, as a lady, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. As a lady now, if you are working, maybe you are working in your class or somewhere, and people are standing, people are, you know, if you are working and you just walk past some people, something inside you will tell you that somebody is looking at you. Something looking at you. And you know what? If you look back, you will see that same person is looking at you. How do you know that person is looking at you? It's because in your mind, it has happened. Praise the Lord. So, because the mind is on the same frequency, it's on the same frequency with you. So you can connect. And Tunde is looking at me. And as you look back, you see that Tunde is actually looking at you. Praise the Lord. Every time you are thinking, you are sending signals. You are sending signals in your class. You can even tell, as a lady, you can even tell that, this person, he has interest in me. Very soon, it's going to that person will come and speak to you, and I like you. Only God knows how many Bluetooth that is moving right now. Praise the Lord. Okay, it's okay. Just make sure that you connect to the right frequency. Okay, so now God answers your prayers, and God also answers your thoughts. It is very important for you to discipline your mind, to think on what is right. Think on what is right. And at the same time, you should not limit God by your thinking. Don't ever limit God. Don't ever think that, God cannot do this. Look at what the Bible says, that he says he's able to do exceeding abundantly. So what God will do in your life is limited by the level you place him in your mind, by your thought. Let me show you an example of what I'm talking about, Psalm 78. If you verse 41, the Bible says that the people of Israel, if you read from verse 1, okay, thank you, said, yea, they turned back and tempted God. They limited the Holy One of Israel. So God can be limited. We all know that God cannot be limited. But in your life, you can limit his operation in your life by your thinking. Just by your thinking. Hold on, go on, that God cannot do this. You are pegging. You have, it's like you cage him. Even if God is trying, your mind will not give him the access to do that you want him to do. Tell your friend, say, free your mind. Think on what is right. Number two, the devil's attack against the believers is against the mind. The devil's attack against the believer is against the mind. I've come to understand that even God cannot help you beyond your thought. Because if you open your Bible to Romans chapter 1, in verse 28, the Bible says that there are some people, they fail to know. Look at this. Say, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. said they don't accept the knowledge of God in their mind. So God lead them. God lead them. There are some things that God will not do in our life unless we subscribe to his thoughts and to his mind for us. So devil knows this very well, and that is why he throw attack on our mind. He begins to send us, you know, all sorts of evil thoughts. He begins to send us evil news, because all the battles that happens to us, it happens in our mind. It's targeting our, if he can corrupt our mind, he will corrupt our life. Every corrupt human being has corrupt mind, and every corrupt mind will live corruptly. It is as certain as heaven and earth. It is very important when you open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14. Said, but their mind were blinded. For until this day remained the same vein untaken away. In the reading of the whole testament, which vein is done away in Christ. What does that mean? He's talking about the work, what Jesus Christ came to do. He said, before Jesus Christ came, said their mind were blinded. In other words, devil attacked their mind. Also, if you open to chapter 4, verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, look at what the Bible says. Said, in whom the God of this world has blinded their mind, of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You know, the Bible says that devil blocked the mind of some people so that the gospel will not shine in their hearts. So devil is working to make sure that he blocks your mind. And that is why every time you watch evil things, maybe you are watching pornography or you are watching corrupt film, you don't know what it's doing to you. You don't know, it's conditioning your mind wrongly. When you begin to watch films that encourages evil and you don't know you are endangering your life. Somebody was telling me sometimes ago about, he said she was actually telling me about her husband, that the husband was telling her that she's been used to watching pornography, and you know, they are married, they have issues. I was telling me that the husband was telling her sometimes even before they do what they need to do, the man will want to watch it. So why will you watch it when you have me? And that thing is creating evil. You know, the man has developed an habit. He has been so used to that thing that is even affecting him as a married man. Don't ever let the devil tell you that it doesn't matter. Don't ever let the devil tell you that you can go away with it. No, the best time to stop evil things is right now, not tomorrow. The best time to begin to think right, if you want to live right, is right now. Shout hallelujah. Because the devil is doing all that to make sure that your mind is blinded, that you are thinking wrong. The devil is pushing all sort of evil. The devil is pushing, propagating all sort of, you know, corrupt things, sending it to you. When you log into your phone or your computer, you begin to see all sort of the rubbish thing. All of that is an attack against your mind. Every time the devil is telling you you can't amount to anything, it's your mind. The devil wants you to believe his lie. Don't believe the lie of the devil. You are to believe the word of God. I pray that devil will not succeed on your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. I said devil will not succeed on your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three is that victory or defeat in life is from the mind. You can either win or lose in your mind. If you must win in life, you must first of all win in your mind. If you want to win and become a victorious human being or not, you must first of all conquer the devil in your heart. When you think in the wrong way, defeat is inevitable. When you look at what the Bible says in the Second Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 to 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Yes. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise the Lord. You can stop there. Look at what the Bible highlighted. He highlighted stronghold, he highlighted the thought, he highlighted imagination and every high thing. Strongholds, you know, Paul used a military term, the stronghold, because it's like a defense to prevent enemy to come in. When Bible says stronghold, he's talking about, it's referring to mental walls of containment that prevent people from making progress in life. That's some, it's purely what the Bible is talking about. It's purely mental thing, because the thoughts, imaginations, and strongholds is what is happening in our mind. He said those things prevent new thoughts from coming. It prevents advancement. Examples of strongholds are traditional belief. There are some traditional belief that will not allow, you know, human beings to make progress in life. There are some things traditionally that we believe that are not true. And it happens to Peter. God came to Peter and told him, see, look at this. I bring you food. Heat. But you know, because traditionally it's not lawful. And he was arguing with God, saying, no. Whereas God wants to use that to penetrate into the Gentile. But he said, no. God has to use another man that will free his mind. And that is why we are talking about Paul. The next person that will cause revolution is you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, habit. There are some wrong habits that has formed a stronghold that you find it so difficult to break. Also, our experiences in life. There are some horrible experiences that some of us have in life, that if care is not taken, if you allow those things to define your future, you will not move forward in life. For example, if, as a lady, you've been jilted many times, you will come to conclude that all men are the same. And you know, truth be told, every man are not the same. But your experience will deceive you that all men are the same, because number one, did the same thing. Number two, did the same thing. Number three, so you want to believe that all of them are the same, but it's not true. No matter your challenges, no matter your experience in life, there is another experience that you can experience, and which is God that can give. But you can only assess that if only you will think right. So I think are some ethics, that some is no, some philosophy that we've developed in life that also prevent our advancement in life. And the only solution is to take the seed of faith. If you don't want to be contaminated, if you don't want to lose in the battle of life, is the seed of faith that Bible mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 13 and verse 17. It said, take the seed of faith that be able to quench all the fiery dark of the enemy. The fiery dark is talking about, is one of the instruments of the Roman soldiers. It's like an arrow. So every time the devil is firing an arrow, he's telling you, oh, you can't marry, oh, you will do this, oh, you will succeed, oh, you will fail. Those are the arrows that enemy is throwing at us. He's throwing at us. But if you have the seed of faith, which is the word of God, the Bible says that as they are coming, you are saying, no, I will not be barren. No. No one will lack his or her mate. You are, those things are what we use to combat and to win in the battle of life. I pray that you will not lose in the battle of life in the name of Jesus. Number four, thinking is the birthplace of transformation. Romans chapter 12 in verse 2, the Bible says that don't conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, don't copy the behavior of this world. Don't let the system of this world squeeze you to its own mold. Don't let what is happening in the world, in this world, to determine your future. He said, but you can transform. You will transform yourself by the renewing of your mind. So it is your mind that is renewed that will bring about transformation in your life. So if you want transformation to change from one state to another state, we must think right. Right thinking plus right decisions and right action is what brings about transformation. When you stop thinking, you start sinking. Number five. Thinking but signing. Our destiny in life is to shine. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14 and 16. Bible tells us that we should let our light show shine. And you know what? The brightness of your shining is determined by your thinking. The brightness of your shining is determined by your thinking. And the quality of your thought determines the intensity of your night. If you want your light to shine more brighter, then your your thought must be quality thinking, better thinking. Number six, well, I will stop, is a thinking but creativity and ideas. If you want to be creative, if you want good idea, you need to think right. You see, men's of ideas rules the world. Everything you see in life is an idea of somebody. And but you know what? It looks to me as if that everybody have an idea about an idea. And you see that people have an opinion about an opinion. But here is the problem. Information is important in life. If you want to move forward, information is very important. But you know what? The source of the information is more important than the information itself. Because if the information is not genuine, you will take wrong decision. That is why in court, when you go to a court and you want to swear, they will tell you, say, if you are a Christian, take Bible, and say, okay, say after me. And the woman or the person coordinating it will say, you will say the truth, absolutely truth, nothing but the truth. Now, they know what they are saying. You can say the truth and not absolute truth. So half truth can be told, praise the Lord. So, and so they tell you that you say the truth, nothing but the truth, absolutely truth. Okay, but why do they require you to say that oath? The reason is because your information is going to be acted upon. It is your information that will give the judge a material for him or her to make our own judgment. So if your information is wrong, the judge will take wrong decision. But if it is right, then you allow the judge to take right decision. So if the source of the information is not right, then what's going to happen? So, and that is why, and devil, never forget that devil also throws information. He throws thoughts to you. Devil give you thought. He deceived Daniel to number the children of Israel. So he also put thought in people's mind. So you must question where the thought is coming from and question where the information is coming from. If you want to live right, it is no wonder the Bible tells us that we should be quick to hear but slow to speak. In other words, slow to kick us, but take the right information. And that is why Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 tell us, it says, finally, Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever thing that is good, God give us the what we as like a yardstick for us to measure every thought that comes to us to know which one is good or which one is bad. Say, finally, whatever that is good, whatever that is pure, whatever that is lovely, whatever that is of good report, he said, think on this thing. These are the things you must think about. If you must think at all, let it be on what is true, what is honorable, what is honest, what is just, and what is pure. There are about 8 things that God answers there. So if you have a thought on an idea you want to act upon, use all these 8 parameters to weigh it. Is it pure? Is it just? Is it honorable? Is it praiseworthy? When you begin to ask yourself on this, then you will know that this thing is from God. And I pray that God will begin to give us the thought that will take us to the next level of glory in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer will you anyone be stagnated again in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we rise on our feet tonight?